H for Hustle Podcast, welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. And on today's episode, guys, it's just me. So I'm not sure if you guys have been paying attention, but if you looked at my Instagram, you see me posting pictures and videos of me riding my BMX bike again. And BMX have been getting me really excited again. And anyone who knows me knows I love bikes. I have mountain bikes, I have a dirt jumper, I have a single speed, I have road bikes. I've been riding bikes since I was, 5 years old. I also fell in love with BMX and started riding BMX in my, I was 11, 12, 13, all the way up. I kind of stopped riding after, I would say I broke my elbow. I was about 25 at that point, and then I kind of slowed down. And then I started getting to different forms of riding mountain bikes and cycle bikes and all these things. So if you guys have been paying attention to my Instagram, I've been out there back on my BMX bike, and it's been making me so excited. It's like my 16-year-old self is just like excited and laughing out loud. And man, it has really made me see why entrepreneurship and BMXing work together, like why I'm so into entrepreneurship and why I'm so into BMX, because there's so many parallels. And I want to kind of go over the five lessons that I've been learning from riding my BMX bike. It's not really learning, but like relearning, and what it's been teaching me, and it's seeing the parallels between entrepreneurship and BMX. And there's a few things that I've been learning. So the first thing that has been really interesting to me is to see is like the creativity of my entrepreneurship and creativity in BMX. So when you're going out and riding a BMX bike, there is no, like, especially street BMX, it's not like you have ramps and things that are preset for you. You're going out there and you kind of have to create the tricks right as you're riding. I'll insert some videos of me just riding around, and I'll see a little curb or I see makeshift ramps that are built in the street, and I have to think of how I can create this and make this turn into a line or make this turn into something. And I've been seeing like the parallels between that and entrepreneurship. As entrepreneurs, sometimes the answer isn't straightforward. You have to be creative enough to come up with an answer. It's not always the straightest path. And it's the same thing with BMX. It's like, it's not the straight path. This thing isn't what you're supposed, it's not designed to do this thing. It's not, you're not designed to jump over this curb, do a 180, and then do a tire tap on the other side. It's not what it's designed to do. It's a curb. You're supposed to walk on it, and it's supposed to get you where you're supposed to get to. But if you have enough creativity in your mind, you can create a line or a tricks from that thing. And it's the same thing with entrepreneurship. It's not always going to be cut and dry. It's not going to be right in front of you. It's not going to be easy. Sometimes you're going to have to look at something and create a way through that without it being absolutely perfect or what it was designed to do. There's a time when I look back at my cleaning business, and it was like the only way we had to market was just handing out flyers. And we were like, what's the competitive advantage? Because we just don't have one at this moment. And we literally was like, we have portable machines. We'll take them inside of the buildings, the large buildings in New York City, and hand the flyers in the buildings. And that would be a competitive advantage. We found a way through not really having a way, just like BMX. So, I've been realizing that going back on my bike again and seeing those parallels. The next parallel that I've been seeing, the second one, is practice and patience, and how those two things are so parallel inside of entrepreneurship and BMX. It's so funny because with BMX, you literally are practicing a trick and you're falling and you're not getting it right. And I'll throw some B-rolls up so you guys can see me like not getting it right. And you're just practicing and falling and falling and falling and falling. And you got to keep trying that same trick until you nail it. And the funny thing is, once you nail it, you kind of got it. You figured out the mechanics, how your body should work, your mind, where your head should go, the speed you should take. And I see the same parallels in entrepreneurship. You have to pretty much practice the craft that you're in. And then you're not going to get that right answer all the time. It's not how it's going to work every single time. You know, you're going to have to keep on practicing and practicing and practicing. And you're going to take shots and you're going to take shots and it's not going to work. But if you stick to it, you'll learn it. And then your body gets that rhythm, just like BMX. It gets the speed you need to do, how you need to do it. You need to go from there. And I can remember a time in when I started my door-to-door sales business, how I was out there knocking on doors, and I sucked at door-to-door sales when I first started. And I'm knocking on doors, and I'm just not getting it. But I'm getting better at having just small conversations with people. I'm getting better at people just smiling at me and laughing at my jokes. And then next thing you know, I'm having full conversations. And then those full conversations work out to somebody go grab their credit card. And they might say no at the end, but then they actually grabbed it. So each thing is a success. And then eventually I close somebody. And it was like, oh my God, I know how to close somebody now. And it's very similar parallels to BMX. And I find that so like interesting that I didn't see these parallels, but I found it like it's been really great to like refresh these things that are in my mind about BMX and also about entrepreneurship. And I know it's a little weird of a podcast, but I just wanted to kind of let you know like how it's been, you know, creating these parallels in my life. The third thing that I've been seeing is just like risk taking, how I've been just taking more risk being on a BMX bike or being back on a BMX bike. I'm jumping over curbs. I'm riding on ramps. I'm kind of skying out a little bit, and I'm taking more risk. And how to get to a good trick, you have to take the risk, and how that really, really, really like helps. And then the same thing with business. It's like we call it like calculated risk, but there's no such thing as a calculated risk to me. You're just taking a risk. You are trying to mitigate how the bad things can happen, but the bad things are going to happen. That's what I learned in BMX too. I'm relearning that. It's like you're taking this risk. You're going to fall. You might fall. It's going to happen. Now, do you believe in yourself? Do you trust yourself? Yes. But it might just go wrong. It just might, you know. So that's one of the most interesting things that I've been learning, the parallels of just like getting back on a bike is like you're taking risk, and risks are just about like the part of the game. And with entrepreneurship, I see a lot of people are scared to get into it because it's like the risk. I don't know what's going to happen. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. It's going to happen. Like business is a risk. You know, the risk is you might win and the risk is you might lose. And that's just a part of how this all works. It's not like it's super perfect and anything like that. It's just the risk that you have to take. And if you decide to take that risk, it works in your favor sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't. And that's what happens with BMX. A lot of times you're just going to eat it, you know. It's just a part of the game, man. And with entrepreneurship, it's the same thing. And I love that I'm just relearning these lessons. It's so crazy how that's been like working for me again. And the last thing that has been really interesting to me for BMX and entrepreneurship and being the parallels is how much I've like required like community. Obviously, I'm out riding sometimes by myself, but a lot of times I want to get around more BMX people, and I want to go to skate park. And a lot of times I'm 38, so I'm meeting a lot of young kids and younger people who are out here riding their bikes. But it's that like networking, that community. Also, you see somebody doing a trick that helps you improve it, or maybe it's a trick that you want to do, or maybe somebody's doing something that you wanted to do and you didn't know how, but you can ask that person, you know, how'd you do that? Like, how'd you turn your head like this? Like, can you do that again so I could see? And that community has like really helped. And I realize this in entrepreneurship is the same thing. You need that community. You need to go out there and network. You need people who are some in your industry and some not, because you'll get ideas from just being around them. Sometimes it helps to be around people who are in your industry. So if you're in a specific industry and they have conferences or summits, try to get around those people. Or maybe it's some local people in your area, like set up something where you guys can all meet up and trade best practices. And that's what I've realized, like going back to the skate park or just getting back around other BMX riders. It's just like we're trading best practices and we're trading, you know, how you recover better, because I'm not 16 anymore. When I fall, things hurt. Like, how do you recover now being an older person? And, you know, we're talking about these things and just, you know, new spots that open up and new parks and new places to go ride. And, you know, it's putting me onto a lot of places that I didn't know about before that are now available to me. And I think is the same parallels in entrepreneurship. So, you know, these are the things that I've been really been seeing a lot and how it's been like broadcasting it back to me in my mind about like getting back on my bike and these lessons that I've been learning from getting back on my bike. So if you are an entrepreneur out there, get back to the things that made you excited when you were a kid, you know, when you were 16, when you were 15, like do those things. Sometimes separating yourself from the day to day of your actual business can open your eyes to new things or just refresh the things that you've done before. And there's something about it. I don't know if you guys can hear in my voice, but it's been making me so excited again. It's funny, I'm like recording videos of myself riding and I'm putting it out on Instagram and people are like, I didn't know you can even do these things. Like, I didn't know you could ride your bike. And also that's introducing me to a whole new set of people and they're finding out my interest and what I've been interested in. And also too, it's just helping me to get excited. Also, my heart rate's up. I'm losing some weight. I'm getting outside and I'm having fun again. And sometimes you just need to do that. So if you are an entrepreneur or you're an aspiring entrepreneur, you know, sometimes the answers aren't these grandiose books and stuff. Sometimes it's just already the answers are already in the things that you love to do. So just, you know, get back on your bike if you have one. If you don't, get back to the thing that you love so much. And I just wanted to bring you guys this episode to kind of show you the parallels and what I've been learning from becoming, getting back on my BMX bike and getting back out there and just becoming a better entrepreneur just by having a little bit of fun. So, you know, that's it for today's episode. I hope that you guys got something out of it and what you learned from it is, just go back out there, activate your 16-year-old self. You know, my friend Jocelyn would say, your inner child, you got to sometimes go make your inner child smile. And that's what I've been doing. And it's been really helping me in my business and also in my mental. So I hope this, guys, works for you like it worked for me. That's it, guys. See you in the next episode. Peace.